I just came from the beautiful sunrise ceremony at the Gichinama Wikwadong Reconciliation Garden. I think I got that right.
Yeah.
Right down by the bay. And there was about 100 people there. It was a beautiful ceremony. There was the sun was coming up. There was a swan with baby swans in the river, yeah. just as, you know, we were there. And somebody pulled up in a big canoe as well, which was fun. So they had traditional drummers, and they had Elder Shirley John leading the ceremony. It was absolutely perfect.
I see the Tom Thompson Gallery posted some wonderful pictures of it. I presume that was probably Aiden from the Tom posting pictures on Facebook.
No
this
doubt.
Morning.
Yes. Yeah. So. No, that's good. That's good. There's another one. There's a ceremony at Mawikwadong this afternoon as well. So that's open to everybody to go. And it's a great way to build relationships and you know, just try to restore and bring communities together, because we really need to do that.
And before we get to Grey Roots, it's unfortunate this isn't TV. One of the few times that I would say that. But tell us about that shirt.
Oh, well, it is actually by the artist, the Anishinaabe artist, Isaac Murdoch. And it depicts a child who's meant to be one of the ones that was lost. And but the tobacco ties are in his hair or her hair, and it means coming home, like bringing the children home. So that's what that beautiful image. I'm not going to try and describe it all. There's lots of symbology in it.
I'll probably take a picture of you in that shirt and put it up on our webpage this morning, Doug.
Sure.
All right. So we're talking about our roots are showing. How first of all, how good has the series been?
It's been fantastic. So yes, this is our concert series that has been running at Grey Roots since March. There was 4 concerts in total. The idea behind the series was to feature local performers who tell stories about the area and sing songs about it, and also, you know, tie it in with what's happening in the world around us, whether it's in terms of history or in terms of, you know, just social, up-to-date social issues. It's really been a fantastic success. Our first 3 concerts were either sold out or at least 90% sold out. We had 2 singers and a poet with Larry Jensen, Dave Hawkins, and Rob Rolfe, juggling the notes with Will Henry and friends. And then last month we had Cameron Ruthven, our young performers with Sophia Sled. So tomorrow night we've got Josh Ritchie hitting the Grey Roots stage, and it's the final show in the series. I guess you guys know a little bit about Josh.
He's, a little bit, yeah.
I hear rumors that his uncle, Steve, works here.
Yes, he does. He's actually getting to sleep in this morning.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Josh has already released 2 successful independent albums. The first was included in the CBC Searchlight Top 100 list, and the second was featured on several other CBC programs and has been streamed thousands of times internationally. And that's the one called Love at the End of the World. And it's a beautiful song on lots of beautiful songs on there. You can check out Josh's music actually at joshritchiemusic.com. But the point is that he's coming to Grey Roots, and it's going to be a really nice, intimate concert, soft seat theater. Some people say, you know, but he's doing these free shows. You could go see him for free. Yeah, but the thing is, there's no bugs. There's no bugs at Grey Roots, you know, and the seats are really comfortable. You can hear every word perfectly. It's just going to be a beautiful, beautiful show. Actually, Josh is playing guitar and lead vocals, and his dad, Rob Ritchie, will be on keyboards and backing vocals. So, you know, this kid grew up hanging around Tanglefoot, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you know, all the musicians that Steve and Rob you know, were associated with, and so he really kind of got steeped in that musical pedigree, and he's absolutely amazing, and really worth checking out.
Now, what's the cost to get in tomorrow night?
So it is $15 regular admission and $12 for Grey Roots members, and you can go to greyroots.com. Click on the Josh Ritchie banner, and you'll find your way to the tickets there. We do have tickets available still. You can buy them online, or you can call us at 519-376-3690 and press 0, and you'll get to the front desk, and they can hold some tickets for you.
All right. And finally, before we let you go this morning, Doug, the success of this year, will you have a bigger and expanded one going forward? What are our plans in motion?
Well, we're just starting to talk about it. I think that we'll definitely bring, we'll have a similar series again next year. My interest is in trying to see more use in the theater in general. So it's programming that Grey Roots can do, more concerts perhaps, but also other members of the community can rent the theater and put on shows there, and we're very supportive of that. We really want to see good use made of that space. It's a beautiful theater. It's tiny. 75 seats is a very small space, but it's wonderful for certain types of events.